CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Newly sworn-in Secretary of Education Linda McMahon, leader of a department President Trump is dismantling, has sent her first email to staff, and CBS News has obtained a copy. It's titled, Our Department's Final Mission, and calls it a, quote, last chance to restore the culture of liberty and excellence that made American education great. Teachers Union President Randy Weingarten is worried.
One out of every $9 that go to kids in school in America comes from the federal government, comes from the Congress, and it all goes through the Department of Education. So we don't want it to be messed up.
Stiff tariffs on our closest neighbors went into effect 2 hours ago.
President Trump slaps 25% tariffs on nearly all goods from Canada and Mexico. He's used tariffs as an instrument to extract concessions from foreign governments and stresses that
what they have to do is build their car plants, frankly, and other things in the United States.
He also says tariffs are a powerful weapon that he hopes will help stop fentanyl from coming into the U.S. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Canada will impose tariffs on $100 billion worth of American goods. President Trump will address a joint session of Congress Tuesday night.
House Speaker Mike Johnson invited President Trump to share his America First vision for our legislative future. The address gives him the opportunity to talk about his agenda. Expect him to double down on the administration's effort to slim down the government. He'll likely push his plans for immigration and tariffs. And we can definitely anticipate a lot of foreign policy talk about ending the wars between Russia and Ukraine and Israel and Hamas. Stacey Lynn, CBS News, the White House.
The FAA has a mystery to unravel. About a dozen airliners inbound at Washington Reagan National Airport Saturday morning received what appear to be false alarms from their onboard traffic collision avoidance system. CBS's Chris Van Cleve is following that.
The FAA is now investigating. One of the things they're trying to figure out is, was there some sort of external interference that may have triggered these alerts? All of the aircraft involved were two types of regional jets, an Embraer 175 or a CRJ 700.
Many of the weekend wildfires in South and North Carolina that caused initial evacuations are still blazing as fire crews work on containment. CBS News correspondent Dave Malkoff is in Myrtle Beach.
With 175 fires that are burning in the entire region, we've got a lot of people who are right up against this fire line.
SpaceX had scrubbed its Monday evening uncrewed test flight of its giant Starship mega rocket at the Starbase facilities in South Texas. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth continues reversing name changes for U.S. Army bases.
The Pentagon says Fort Moore, formerly named Fort Benning for a Confederate general, will again be named Fort Benning, although it will now honor a different Benning. The Georgia Army base will now be named in honor of Corporal Fred G. Benning, who served in France during World War I. The move reflects an effort by the Pentagon to overturn the Biden administration's decision to remove names that honored Confederate leaders, including for 9 Army bases. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth last month signed an order restoring the name of a North Carolina base back to Fort Bragg. Matt Piper, CBS News.
First Lady Melania Trump says it's heartbreaking to see teens and especially girls dealing with being targeted by malicious and sexually explicit online content. She spoke at a roundtable discussion at the U.S. Capitol Monday on legislation to regulate revenge porn, saying teens need a safe online space. And she asked Congress to pass that bill and send it to the president. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Rain chances in the overnight. We'll see plenty of clouds and lows in the upper 30s, a south breeze. Rain chances on Tuesday as well in the afternoon, highs reaching the upper 40s. And that rain persists into Tuesday night, lows near 40 degrees. It's 39 at our studios.
The ceiling if you want me. Whoa, twice on the pipe. If the answer is no,
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness means you'll meet me in the hallway. Twice on the pipe.
From Radio Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Cause my uncle took the message and they wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye. The hairy home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree. And tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
I just saw her with my best friend. play around with hearts pacing at my call. But when I met that little girl, I knew that I would fall for a little fool. Kiss me, but her heart was full of lies. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool. Oh yeah.
She told me how she cared for me and that we'd never part. And so for the very first time, I gave away my heart. Poor little fool. Gone and I knew she lied to me. She left me with a broken heart, won her victory. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
I was a fool. Oh yeah.
Well, I played this game with other hearts, but I never thought I'd see the day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool. Oh yeah,
poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Yeah. sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Show me and tell me that you years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Here they come again. Catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. 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 Now we gotta run. No more time for fun. When we're getting angry, we will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Again, catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can.
watched you bring my world to an end. This heart could not accept and pretend.
news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Such a winter's day.
John Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta.
History.
just came to see.
Song you want, I'll gladly play. Money feeds my
green tambourine.